Tim and Joel on Nova.
Yes, this is the title track, that's why.
God, I get it, bro. Wow.
It's been over 2 hours. It was the most pre-saved album in Spotify's history.
Unbelievable. I would love to know the number.
Yeah, well, let's find that. I've got some stats and reviews already. Can I give you some reviews?
Please, Margaret Pomeranz.
Because...
oh, no, that's film.
Let's go England first. NME gave it 3 out of 5, which is ridiculous. They're calling it a rare mishap. Or rare misstep. Sorry, rare misstep.
I have seen people on Twitter /X, you know, going either way on it. It's not like it's all love.
I feel like it's a very quick... Swift decision to make. I think with albums like this, you have to sit with them and let them simmer. They would have had them earlier than release, but
yeah,
these reviewers. But I just feel like you've got to sit with it and listen a bunch of times. And I don't know.
Especially albums like this where it's really like, this is not an album that's designed for radio play, no, but it's going to get it.
Yeah.
Guardian gave it 4 out of 5. Billboard said the album is messy, unguarded, and undeniably triumphant. So that's a compliment.
What? That's great.
Oh, that's a real backhand.
And Rolling Stone awarded an instant classic. So there you go.
Confused now.
Well, it said Rolling Stone says she sounds confused, bitter, raging, vulnerable, yet more gloriously chaotic than we've ever heard her before. I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's all right, actually.
And look, the hair says it all. Gloriously like chaotic. You know?
Yeah, because I did see a bit of the Reputation tour. I put on a little bit the other night. And I've got to ask, Ricky, is that all her hair or is she wearing clip-ins too?
I actually think that is all her hair, just from watching all the moving around on stage and how it's not like, you know, with Beyonce, she wears lots of pieces. It's very long and all the wind blows it up. And I think Taylor's is all her hair.
We had a long debate on the couch about it. I said, I know someone that'll know that have the answer.
Well, hairography is also a huge thing. Being able to move the hair and whip the hair and move it to exactly where you want it to go is a huge...
Is it really?
It's a talent. It's a real talent.
Is it?
Yeah, you have to... There's study a way it of hair whipping to get it out of your... So it doesn't, like, go across your face and stuff like that.
Yeah. I used to always have to do this.
Oh, just like...
Oh, with your emo fringe.
It was an emo fringe.
You should have gotten those little butterfly clips and just clipped it up.
Remember on the butterfly clips? I'd love to see you with that.
I did use my daughter's butterfly clip when I used to give them baths.
I love that.
Because my hair was always getting in my face. Yeah. So I used to put a clip up.
I love that. Did you ever do the one, you know, the Justin Bieber flick that he used to like... Oh,
yeah, I think I did the flick. I think I did the flick.
Yeah.
My hair was parted in the middle for a lot of my childhood.
No. Yeah. I need photos of that.
There are photos somewhere.
Whenever you have a bath with me, you always wear a shower cap for some reason.
Yes, and a condom.
And I wear a swimming cap.
Okay.
I wear a swimming cap.
We want to talk more about the album next, but this will make sense in a second. 13-24-10, what'd you take the day off work for? We want to know, what'd you take the day off work for?
Ooh.
Not like I was sick or someone died. Yeah. Like, what did you say that I have worked for?
Yeah, something like juvenile.
Yeah, juvie.
Yeah.
Juvie. Maybe it was juvie.
Something's got a hold. Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.